Are you listening?
It's Anything and Everything with Mel.
Damn.
So, to make time travel, it's a lot easier than you think it is. There's only really two things that you need, I guess ingredients-wise, to create it. But long-term-wise, there's a lot to go into it. So, the first thing, the most important thing, is that you need someone who has enough money and power to create a company. Let's just use, one of the elites, the people who own all of, who are holding back all the world's wealth. The quadrillionaires, okay, who own countries. Let's say that one of them creates a company, and this company's goal is to, however long it may take, its main goal is to create time travel, right? So the first thing that's needed is the power to create a company that will never fail unless, you know, society changes or gets disrupted, right? Something that will forever outlive generations and generations. So say Google, we'll just use that as an example, right? So say an elitist, he buys Google or creates Google, and its sole purpose, its underlining main goal for Google is to eventually create a time machine. No matter how long it takes, no matter how many other products it produces while trying to create time travel, right? But the end goal is to create time travel. Now imagine if you create a contract in this company, right? Like a deep contract that only the person who's running it would know, right? Who owns it would know. And the contract is that when you do create time travel in the future, no matter how long it takes, maybe 100 years, 300 years, 1,000 years, no matter how long it takes you to get to the time travel, what if the contract you just put in fine print, right? Part of the contract was that as soon as you create time travel in the future, I want you to time travel back to 5 seconds or 5 minutes after I sign this contract and just give me the answer for it so I don't have to wait 500 or 1,000 years, right? So all you really need is power. You need enough power and money to kickstart something like that. But the only two ingredients is intent and power. Those are the only two things that you need are intent and power. Because once you have enough power to snowball that goal to achieve, then there is, if not a very high probability that a time traveler would almost immediately appear in the room. But, I mean, I don't see how it wouldn't work. Now, by making that decision to start pursuing the invention of time travel, that alone creates an alternate reality, if you want to believe in the multiverse, right? It creates another alternative reality where that person does create the company and that company does succeed and that company does invent time travel eventually, and then they eventually do get it to come back and give them the answers, right? Like, it almost takes time travel to make time travel. It's a paradox in a way, but that would be the easiest way to do it. And think about it with all these other countries. Like, the only arms race that you really need to win is the arms race to the time machine. Because once as a country or a group of people get a time machine, you can continue to stop other people from making them. You can, you basically are one step ahead of everything forever. And it makes total sense. Like, imagine just on human level, humanity alone is going to create, like, we already have it on the drawing boards that time travel is possible. It's not like an impossibility. So imagine just as humanity, if you want to look at it, not just a powerful group of people who've already done it, but humanity alone, we're all on the same route to eventually master time. So the fact that we are already on route to that means there's a probability that there are time travelers or time travel already exists.